welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me today. As I was seeking the Lord for what He would have for this broadcast, the Lord caused me to know there would be some of His people listening that need to forgive. Now, that is a pretty basic command that the Lord has given us, but if we choose not to wholeheartedly embrace it, it opens the door to all kinds of personal heartache and problems. You know, someone, you might have been wronged terribly, but you've probably heard, if you don't forgive them, you're not hurting them at all. They don't even think about it. But it's you yourself who suffer the spiritual consequences. So I'd like to devote this broadcast to just talk about what does it mean to really forgive, as well as to the subject of trust. Now, I think if you walk with the Lord any length of time, you'd agree that unforgiveness is, it destroys a person. It can literally eat a person up, just like cancer. It's poison to your soul. And, you know, if that unforgiveness is loosed, if you begin to talk about your hurts and your anger and your upset, that can corrupt many others. But, you know, the world is not concerned about forgiving. They don't put that on a very high standard at all. But as Christians, there are many that may have questions. What does it really, truly mean to forgive? Does it mean I forget about it? What does it feel like to know that you've really forgiven? Well, let's just take a look at all of these questions that we might have. When we are injured, not just physically, but emotionally, we recoil in self-protection. That's a basic, normal, it's a healthy response because we do not want to be injured on a physical level or even emotionally. So it's not, to recoil and to be upset is not unnatural. It's not something that is a sin in itself, but we have to forgive once that action or that attitude or whatever it is has been perpetrated against us. It just naturally, because we're fallen beings, we don't overflow with mercy, grace, and understanding. God is very clear in His Word on this, especially in the New Testament. And, you know, as I said, the person who hurt you doesn't even think twice about the situation. You could be offended deeply by something, and they don't even know that they hurt you. Let's look at a few scriptures to see what the Word says about on this subject of forgiveness. I'm going to be reading from Luke, the 17th chapter, reading verses 3 and 4, and these are the words of Jesus. He says, "Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee seven times in a day, and seven times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him." Now, we'll talk a little bit later about what the Lord says in that first verse, verse 3. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. In other words, go to him, communicate, let him know the effect it had on you, rather than, you know, what you said hurt me. But we'll talk about that a little bit later. But the Lord, what I want to lay as a foundation and establish is the fact the Lord says we must forgive. And then in Matthew, the 18th chapter, verses 21 and 22, The word says, Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against thee, and I forgive him, till seven times? Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. Basically, as many times as someone would ask forgiveness, there's no limit. That's why Jesus did that 70 times 7, that we must forgive if we want our Heavenly Father to forgive us our sins. And, you know, Peter probably thought he was being magnanimous because the Jews only required, by their law, three times you could forgive. Now, let's look at Colossians, the third chapter, verses 12 through 13. Paul is saying, Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And then Ephesians, the fourth chapter, verses 31 and 32 says, Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. So this is what Jesus has to say on the subject, but many times we're not exactly clear on the subject of forgiveness. So let's just talk about that a little bit. First of all, there's some misunderstanding. Forgiveness means, in some people's book, that the offender didn't really hurt you. Well, that's not true. If there's hurt, there is genuine sorrow that's been inflicted. And so forgiveness does not mean to say, well, I wasn't really hurt. It's, you know, the truth of God does not come against reality. The fact is you were hurt, and perhaps very deeply, but there's still the mandate of forgiveness. And another aspect that we sometimes have a misunderstanding is that to excuse the offender's hurtful action means that we're condoning it. Well, forgiveness is not condoning. It's redeeming the offense. As sometimes we think, well, if we could only understand why the offender hurt us, then we could be able to forgive. But we have to forgive even if we never discover the reasons. It's helpful sometimes, but not necessary to know the reasons why you were hurt. Another misconception is that you have to feel forgiving. Well, you still might be angry at the injustice that was done to you or someone else, but you still must be able to forgive. And another misconception we have is that the offender means that they'll face no consequences. Well, that is not true. There are always consequences to sin and evil doing. Another misconception that the world embraces is when the offender is punished, you'll find closure. That's not true. The only way you really find closure is by forgiving. There are people who've gone to executions of those who have murdered a loved one, and they say that it'll bring closure. But unless they really forgive in their hearts, they won't have closure. It'll always fester. So, beloved, it's a choice that we make. Obedience to God is a choice. It's not a feeling. And so we have to forgive by faith, whether we feel like it or not. You know, there are people in this world, they're negative people and they're positive people. Have you ever noticed negative people? It seems like they always take offense, no matter how harmless the situation might be. And some just wear their feelings on their sleeves. And we need to give people the benefit of the doubt. And if it's not crucially important, then just let it slide. It's important, though, to, if you have been hurt, to go privately to a person and talk to that person. You know, having moved to Idaho, there have been a lot of projects. I've been dealing with the trades and contractors for repair and needed improvements and building and things like that. And I would say this frequently. I said, you know, if people would just take the time to, number one, communicate, and secondly, and this is in the business world too, if people would just communicate, and secondly, keep their word, that would probably solve 99% of the problems. And I get these unsaid people, they'd agree with me. But the important is we just need to talk to one another. Now, another thing we have to understand before we leave the subject of forgiveness, that it's not the same as a reinvestment of trust. Trust, beloved, has to be earned. The fact that someone's deeply hurt you, you can make a choice of the will to forgive them, but that does not mean you have to reestablish a relationship with them. And unforgiveness, beloved, you just, if you have any in your heart today, and I want to pray with you as we close the broadcast, it lies at the root of so many problems, spiritually, physically, emotionally. An unforgiving spirit only hurts us. And beloved, one of the most important things we need to do is to learn how to forgive and forgive quickly. It leads to a joyous Christian life. Remember all the suffering and sorrow, the shame, the abuse that was heaped upon Jesus. What did he pray as he was in physical, mental, spiritual agony? He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And beloved, look at Corrie ten Boom. She was able to forgive after God dealt with her Nazi captors who perpetrated all manner of evil. But she was able, through the grace of God, to forgive, and so can you. Let's join our hearts in prayer. Father, you know those who are listening, and Lord, some have been really struggling with the ability to forgive. Lord, they've been hurt so deeply. They felt betrayed of those that should have loved, who should have understood, who should have stood with them. Lord, have turned on them. Lord, even as David said, "My own familiar friend lifted up his heel against me." Father, I ask for that divine grace now, that anyone who's being troubled by unforgiveness, right now in the name of Jesus, they will be able to release that in forgiveness, and Lord, to be able to go on with their life. Heal the wounds, heal the hurts, as only you can do, but give them that divine ability to say, "Lord, you know what was done, you know how I feel, but in obedience to your word, I choose to forgive." Father, we thank you for this in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, thank you for joining me today. We'll see what the Lord has for us next time. I do thank you for your prayers, your financial support. If you have prayer needs, the announcer will give you our contact information. I'd love to hear from you. Drop me a note. Let me know you're listening. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,